there's another big water story in our backyard, the restoration of the San Joaquin River. That's the sound of a nearly 3-foot-long Chinook salmon being released into the San Joaquin River at Fresno's Lost Lake Park, just below Friant Dam. It was the centerpiece of an event held last Saturday afternoon called Salmon Fest, which brought together fishermen and conservationists to celebrate the effort to bring salmon back to the river after nearly 70 years. As Gerald Hattler, program manager with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, explains, it's kind of like a salmon bucket brigade.
We're also releasing salmon directly in the San Joaquin River that we've trapped further downstream in the San Joaquin.
All to help repopulate a species decimated by a river that goes dry for about 60 miles.
There's some physical barriers to fish getting upstream. So what we've done is we're going downstream on a regular basis, picking up fish downstream, putting them in the river up here below the dam, and giving them an opportunity to spawn. And if we get enough flows in the springtime and there's enough rainfall, some of those juveniles can actually make it out. We know that they can make it all the way to the Merced River if there's enough water for them.
Monty Schmidt with the Natural Resources Defense Council says that biologists have learned a lot since last year when a smaller salmon program was underway.
Nothing like this had been done before, and we found that salmon we could move them up, and they were released, and they were successful at spawning, and we found juveniles in the river, which was really exciting.
On this day, only 3 salmon were released, but so far this season, a total of about 60 have made the trip. The hope is to bring that number to as high as 200 by December. If all goes well, they'll spawn and lay their eggs here, and then, as all adult Chinook salmon do after they spawn, they'll die. But Schmidt hopes this year their offspring will make the 150-mile trek to where the San Joaquin meets the Merced on their own.
We're actually hoping that this year we'll be able to get water all the way downstream and that these juveniles that are produced from these adults that we released today will be able to make it all the way downstream and hopefully out to the ocean and grow and come back 3 years later as some of the first adult Chinook salmon to come back to the San Joaquin on their own.
It's all part of an over $1 billion restoration project, which aims to repair some of the damage done to the river ecosystem after the federal government built Friant Dam in the 1940s. The dam diverted the waters of the mighty San Joaquin to make the east side of the valley bloom, but it also dried up a portion of the river and killed what was once a vibrant salmon fishery. In 1988, NRDC and other environmental groups sued the government and the Friant Water Users Authority. The parties reached a settlement in 2006, and the restoration, which not only involves the salmon, but also putting more water down the river and restoring the channel, is now underway. So what happens in a dry year?
In the driest of years, like we saw in 1977, the restoration program actually gets no water. So in a way, the restoration of the river and salmon sort of shares the bounty and the poverty of our rainfall.
Schmidt also says the restoration effort makes an attempt to reuse some of the water after it flows downstream.
Hundreds of thousands of acre feet of water have actually been captured downstream. Once it's moved downstream and it's provided the biological benefit that it can provide, then it's taken off the river and it's brought back into the water supply system and it's brought back to the farmers who would have used it otherwise.
Still, not everyone is sold on the idea. Friant resident Sean Neal says he likes the salmon restoration, but
I think the farmers are more important than anything, but I think they can make a happy compromise, and I'm hoping that logic happens because farmers need the water.
And that compromise is something that all parties seem to endorse.
There's a lot of historic uses that we're now trying to weave the restoration program together with so that agricultural uses and flood protection continue, but we can integrate a living river around it. And that's the part that takes a little more time, but you know, we're making progress.
And for now, that progress is in the form of 3 more salmon hoping to spawn in the San Joaquin River, just a short drive from Fresno. Reporting from Lost Lake Park, I'm Joe Moore for Valley Public Radio.